Is it time to start packing? I'm Joseph. This is Input English. The Input English channel provides comprehensible input to help people improve their English. Comprehensible input is a terrific way to learn English. If you need more information about how comprehensible input works and how to use it, I have a lot of videos on those subjects. I've stayed on the theme of travel for a couple of reasons. The obvious reason, as I've told you in previous videos, is I have an upcoming trip. And so it's something on my mind. It's something that is currently being pursued. Travel is also very much a shared experience among humans. We tend to travel, some more than others, but travel is something we talk about. And if we want to talk about something, we need the vocabulary and the expressions for that purpose. A series of videos about travel is a very good vehicle to provide you with the vocabulary and expressions that are related to travel. Now, when I used that word vehicle, I didn't mean a vehicle in the sense of a mode of transportation. You may have learned the word vehicle in terms of a car, a truck, an airplane, a boat. These are modes of transportation, and they are referred to as vehicles. But then there is a different use of the word vehicle, and that's a conceptual use, a non-transportation use. So a vehicle can be something that helps to express something, to achieve something, to demonstrate something. So if you accept that definition of a vehicle, then these videos about travel are a good vehicle to bring you the appropriate vocabulary and expressions about travel. The very production of this video was related to a previous video that I made about travel. I don't publish these videos on the same day that I make them. I find that rather miserable to finish a video and have it be immediately published, because if something interferes with the production or the upload, then I miss a day of video production. So as you may know, I produce videos in advance so that they publish regularly. I don't want to miss. Today I'm filming this on a Sunday. It's a Sunday in the spring. The air is cool, the sky is blue, and there are very few, very lacy, high clouds. It's a beautiful day. Beautiful days frequently encourage people who have discretionary time to get out and do things. There are many places that attract people. Good restaurants, festivals, events, famous landmarks. There are lots of things that attract people so that you wind up with a crowd of people. In a previous video, I talked about my strategies for coping with big crowds. So today, I got up, went through my plans for video production, and loaded in the car. I went down to the Vasona Park and planned on filming there, because it's a lovely place to film. My first hint that something was amiss was the long line to get in the park. This is unusual. Once in the park, I proceeded slowly and carefully toward my usual place where I film videos. I have a couple of places that are very suitable for video production. On the way to those locations, the road was blocked. So, trying to be flexible, I went the other way to find another suitable location. As I drove past the roadblock, I was able to glimpse into the area where I would have preferred to film, and it was full of pavilions, little kiosks, lots of decorations. There was some sort of festival going on. There were no signs that explained exactly what it was, but they were setting up for a big influx of people. When I got to my secondary location, I parked the car and noticed that there were a lot of people in that parking lot. As I walked down to my preferred location for filming there at that site, I encountered a wedding photographer, a young couple, and the friends who were all being photographed for the wedding album. Everyone looked great, but this activity was going on right where I was planning on filming. It was a great opportunity for me to simmer down, relax, and realize that the world does not revolve around me. I didn't leave angrily. I didn't leave in a huff. If someone leaves in a huff, they're angry. I didn't leave in a huff at all. No, it was very much acceptance that these people have as much right to that place as I do, and good for them. I knew I could come here and make a video. These are skills that I will have to deploy while I'm on my trip, for sure. These are skills that we all have to deploy pretty much every day in life. So I started with the question, should I be packing? And the answer is soon. I'm doing the preparation for packing. I'm starting to organize the things that I will pack when the time comes. I'm not going to pack at the last minute. Also, if packing requires things that I don't have, I may have to buy something at a store or order something online, and there needs to be time to do that. So last minute packing is not what I want to do. The key feature of my packing is making a list. Checklists save lives. Checklists save travel plans. If you were to observe the activities in the cockpit of an aircraft, you will see the use of checklists at various stages in the flight. There are checklists before you start the engine. There are checklists before you taxi. There are checklists before you take off. There are checklists before you land. These are lists of the steps so that you don't forget something and have a preventable accident. Well, the same concept can be applied to travel. I need a checklist for travel so that I don't have a preventable calamity on the trip. I have a bunch of checklists that I've made over the years and I've kept. So it's easy to pull one out of an electronic folder on the computer and then change it to current needs. The checklist needs to reflect the type of travel I'm doing. Now, this trip for me is going to be a road trip in an automobile. It's a very different checklist if you're going on a camping trip or if you're taking an RV. Many times our travel is a combination. You might fly to a location like Europe and then use train travel while you're on the continent. So the checklist might reflect that combined type of travel. When people pack for travel these days, there are a lot of choices of what sort of container one uses to bring the belongings. That is, do you use a suitcase? Maybe a backpack. In a travel trailer, we frequently packed in totes. We also packed in the dresser drawers and closets in the travel trailer. A century ago, people would use steamer trunks. They would use very large trunks that would have all of their belongings in one big container, and then that would be loaded on the ship and brought to the cabin by the staff of the ship. I don't see people traveling with steamer trunks anymore. There are a lot of different kinds of suitcases, and there's an opportunity to choose what you like. I like suitcases with wheels, but not just any wheels. I like the ones with rollerblade-style wheels because they're very durable. There's a popular suitcase design where the suitcase rolls on four wheels upright with a handle, and the wheels all swivel. I've avoided that kind of suitcase completely because of problems with those wheels breaking off en route. If one of the four swivel wheels breaks off, then you probably need to buy a new suitcase while you're on your trip. That can be quite expensive. I'm not a big fan of those swivel wheels. Some people travel with a backpack. I typically do not. I have not done extensive backpacking travel, so it just hasn't come up. There are types of suitcases that have backpack shoulder straps so that the suitcase can be used as a backpack. And as I recall, I had a suitcase years ago that had that feature. I never used that feature because that suitcase wasn't a very good backpack. It had a backpack feature, but it really wasn't suited to be used as a backpack. When one packs for a trip, you have to think, what about laundry? Are there going to be laundry facilities along the way? Will there be an opportunity to do some laundry? Of course, one can rinse things out in the sink in a hotel or at a campsite. That's not easy or convenient by any means. If the trip is short, you could just bring enough clothing to cover the whole trip. Usually, if I'm gone for more than a week, I'm going to plan on stopping and doing laundry while on the trip. These considerations will help us decide how much to bring. It is common for us to make decisions based on common sense. That is, in general, we understand how the world works, and so we use our common sense. Sometimes that will get us into trouble when it comes to travel. It certainly got me into trouble. Growing up in the East Coast of the United States, fairly close to sea level, I was used to summers being hot and winters being cooler, but never dreadfully cold. We never saw snow where I lived. Years later, a vacation took us to Colorado in the summer months. So common sense would be that it would be warm during the day, perhaps even hot. On a particular day, we went to Estes Park, Colorado, and entered the Rocky Mountain National Park. We drove up the Trail Ridge Road. That road goes up into the high mountains, and you wind up above the tree line. The road is above the level at which trees grow. It's where the tundra is seen. We stopped at one of the parking areas and took a long walk on the tundra trail. It was a beautiful place, lots of good views, and one of the treats that we enjoyed was to see marmots. Marmots are small, furry animals that everybody loves to see, and that tundra trail frequently allows you to see marmots. One such trip in July was going great, and then the weather changed very abruptly, and we found ourselves in a snowstorm. It was July, and it was a snowstorm. Not one of us had adequate clothing. not one of us was comfortable. It was miserable, and it caused a great deal of commotion as we tried to get back to the car to shelter ourselves during blowing snow in a snowstorm in July. So an alternative to common sense when you're traveling is specific, accurate knowledge. In the 21st century, that is increasingly available. So one of the things I'm going to do in anticipation of this trip coming up in a month is to look at the projected daytime and nighttime temperatures and have appropriate types of clothing available. If we're taking a trip, we may need more than one type of shoe for the travel we're doing. So specific planning in the department of shoes is appropriate. Shoes need to be comfortable. For me, on a trip, I am unconcerned about fashion. I'm entirely focused on shoes that are comfortable, shoes that are appropriate to the activity that's chosen. So at this stage, I am very much in the checklist refinement stage, the stage of laying things aside so that I can have them ready at hand, so that I can load the car. But it's way too early to actually pack the car. When one's going to travel, good preparation pays off. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.